This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, believe it or not, it's already Wednesday, the 14th day into the new year of 04. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. And we do have a guest coming on here in about 30 minutes, T.J. Bonner, the president of the Border Patrol Council. That's the union for the rank-and-file Border Patrol officers. And they're calling this betrayal. They're calling this a slap in the face, treason, you name it. So he'll be joining us in about 30 minutes. We've got some other guests we're lining up as well. And, of course, we're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the show. Right now, let's launch straight into the news. I saw this headline this morning, and I thought, oh, good. But then I read into the article and said, oh, well, I guess that's not good. Forex dollar rebounds buoyed by narrowing U.S. trade gap. Now, for the last, 3 years, the trade gap gets bigger each month. And it's still bigger than what it was 3 or 4 months ago, but it went down a little bit from what it was the month before last month. And so the dollar that had been trading, the euro, $1.29 above the dollar, well, it went down 2.5 cents to $1.26.5. That's their good news. Hey, I hope the dollar stops its plunge now. It's bad enough. Look at gas prices. Why do you think gas prices are so high? And they're saying they're going to stay that high. Because it takes more dollars that are devalued to buy that fuel from the Middle East. And we can't have our oil out of Alaska. BP gets the contract on that, and it all goes to Asia, where they can get a premium for the fuel. See, it's not free market, folks. It's crony capitalism, or what you'd call fascism. A lot of news about Halliburton and scams they're running. Salon is reporting, Salon Magazine, that Halliburton's going to get a big piece of the increased NASA funding. I guess now they build spaceships and satellites now. They never had before, but now they're going to be getting that. Also, Halliburton trainees complain they're not being paid. And contractors serve troops dirty food and dirty kitchens. This out of the Taipei Times. I mean, just to show what they think of the troops, we'll go over this. Not to mention double charging the Pentagon for fuel they were selling. There's just no end to these people. But no one's being indicted. Nobody's going to jail. It's like Enron. But in the case of Dixon Cannon up in Dallas, in the IRS case, they're trying to get life imprisonment now for failure to withhold. Axe murderers don't get that now, but also that doctor up in Missouri who treated someone and testified about how they'd brutally beaten someone in the jail, they pulled her over, beat her up, and are charging her criminally with a bunch of stuff. The state prosecutor got involved, and they're wanting to know why the governor wants her behind bars. And there's an article on that. U.S. civil rights groups vow to fight color coding of air passengers. It's not just for air passengers. This is what's going to be on your national ID card and the new discrimination system. Bush to seek unmanned missions to moon this decade. It's rumored that he was going to announce manned mission, but because the polls came out against it, now it'll just be unmanned missions. Also, the new world ID card shaping up. We'll get into that. 4 dead and suicide. Bombing in the Gaza Strip. Court upholds use of random police roadblocks. That's just some of what's coming up here on the show. And I even plan to go to your calls before our first guest gets on with us here in about 25 minutes. You want to get involved on air on any of these news items or any stories you want to discuss? 1-800-259-9231, InfoWars.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's 8 minutes past the hour. We do have the president of the Border Patrol Council coming on the show. The National Border Patrol Council, which represents all 9,000 of the Border Patrol's non-supervisory agents, has told its members to challenge President Bush's proposed guest worker program, calling it a slap in the face to anyone who has ever tried to enforce the immigration laws of the United States. The agents are told in a letter from Vice President John Frecker that the proposal offered last week during a White House press conference implies that the country really wasn't serious about immigration enforcement in the first place. Well, that's the way it's been for years. They'll make a Border Patrol agent sitting in a truck by himself in the most dangerous law enforcement job statistically you can have, and they're allowed to look, say, north down a road or south down a road, but not both ways. They're fired routinely if they get outside that purview. They're told to spend about a half their time picking up garbage. They have to go into the woods, into the scrub brush, and pick up the garbage left by the millions of illegals. And they get shot at and killed by Mexican troops and drug dealers. They've been killing about, what, 3 Border Patrol agents a year for the last 5 years. They've killed 2 Forestry Service agents, killed an FBI agent, injured 2 more, killed a bunch of sheriff's deputies, killed a whole bunch of citizens. They find dead Mexicans all the time that the coyotes, and I don't mean the dog kind, or the canine type, I mean the drug-dealing human smugglers, feed on the illegal aliens coming across who aren't authorized. Makes me very, very angry, and we could not talk enough about this subject. Frankly, I don't think I've been discussing it enough. We've been talking about it so much over the last few years. Bush tried amnesty right before 9/11 and tried to say that, well, amnesty is a good thing. Well, now his amnesty is even worse. That was going to be a one-time amnesty of whoever was here. Now it's going to be whoever's here and whoever gets here in perpetuity. So perhaps you'd like to comment on this. I've been talking to so-called conservatives, and they've been listening to talk radio, and they're going, well, I guess it's a shrewd move by Bush. You know, we can't vote for Dean. Might as well support it. This is what we're getting. And I confronted one of my longtime friends last night down at the TV studio. He runs a pro-life show. And I said, you know, what about our loss of liberty? Well, we got to do that to be safe from terrorists. Well, what about the open borders? Well, I guess we got to do it. Well, what about Bush saying he's going to sign the assault weapons ban? Well, you're not for Howard Dean, are you? And I go, no, I'm not for Howard Dean. My question is, what are you going to do about it? Well, I guess nothing. I guess nothing. We've totally capitulated. It's disgusting. And of the Limbaughs and the Hannitys, they're not saying much about this open border thing. They're saying, well, we could just secure it and stop terrorists. I guess it'd be okay to have all these immigrants here. They're already capitulating. The only big national host that isn't saying that is Michael Savage, which I have to commend. He's saying, impeach Bush. And I heard 2 of my conservative friends who haven't woken up yesterday saying, oh, he's a nut. I don't like him now. I mean, anything to worship Bush. Oh, you liked Michael Savage when he was saying put anybody that disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp, but you don't like it when he finally says we cannot have open borders and impeach George W. What do you think about all this? 1-800-259-9231. Before I get back into the news, I was just thinking about this morning. How time speeds past. I mean, years are what months were when I was a child or even a teenager. Seasons go by like they're weeks. Like weeks would go by in the past. And I thought long and hard about this. You know, why is that? Well, it's because when you're a child, everything is new. Your mind is alive. It's soaking everything up. You're developing your personality and your psyche. And that's why time goes by so slow. But when, as you get older, you're so set in your ways, you've got blinders on, you've got so many responsibilities, you're working so hard that everything basically flows past you. And before you know it, the big heart attack's hitting you and your life is over. Well, I want to challenge people. Before you die in a car wreck, before you get diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, if any of this happens to you, get involved in spreading the word about freedom. Get involved in fighting for this country's sovereignty for the sake of your children and grandchildren. Don't live as a spectator. Don't spend your life as someone on the sidelines. And when you do get involved in fighting the New World Order, your life does become richer. Your mind does become more focused and sharp. The time slows down a bit. It doesn't slow down to the speed of when you were a child, but when I am fighting the New World Order and when I am working hard in the fight against it, every day is longer and fuller and richer. But when I'm just doing busy work or, carrying out the trash or cleaning out the garage, time goes by in an instant because it's just mindless work. I don't know if that instruction helps you any. Perhaps you'd like to instruct me about the world. I'm learning more every day, and that's why I'm so alive, because I want to learn more. I want to understand history. I want to understand the present. I want to understand the future, and I do to a greater degree every day, thanks to God. But at the same time, I realize how much I don't know, and then I sit here in shocked amazement at the ignorant masses of people that don't know what it means to have a weak dollar, that don't understand what it means to our society to have open borders, that don't know what NAFTA and GATT is doing to us, that don't know about the cashless society beast system that's being put in place. It's very frustrating. I want to reach out to them and throw cold ice water on them and awaken them. Let me tell you what's worth more than all the gold in the hills to myself, what's worth more than all the treasures, is unlocking minds, seeing someone who was in darkness, who was only focused on themselves to the point that they destroy themselves. The thrill of my life is seeing the blinders come off, unlocking minds. And that's the goal of this show. We're losing our freedom. They're breaking up our families. They're isolating humanity. They're dumbing us down. They're suppressing advanced technologies that could extend our lives and improve the quality of our lives. They are destroying our institutions and replacing it with police state mechanisms. America is on fire. I do not have words. I do not have semantics. I do not have the vocabulary to describe the full weight and horror of what I have seen developing. We are already inside the New World Order. We're like a frog in the pot, and it's set now from simmer to medium, and now the globalists are cranking the dial to high. And the bubbles are forming at the bottom of the pan, and the country is almost cooked. And there is a lot of struggling happening. A lot of people are uneasy. A lot of people are more perceptive and receptive to what we're saying, and deep down know it's true. Go the rest of the way. Check out our claims. Research what we're saying. Research history. Research the present. Then you'll know the future. And then join us in removing the electronic voting machines going in under federal control. Join us in demanding the borders be sealed. Join us in demanding the Federal Reserve be abolished. Join us in demanding that drugs be decriminalized because the government ships them in to create the crisis. Join us in stopping the environmental land grabbers. Get involved, and you say, oh, there's nothing we can do. Have you gone to a city council meeting? Have you joined a land rights organization? Have you joined a Second Amendment group? Have you gone to your state capitol when it's in session to shake your state rep's hand and to look them in the eyes and tell them, don't sell out our children? Have you gotten in the face of the lobbyist? Have you caught bribery going on at the Capitol? Have you stood up to presidents and prime ministers and governors? Have you put up websites? Have you gotten access to television shows? The answer is no, you haven't. Have you called into local talk radio shows to have your 2 cents put in each day? Because it's your responsibility, and it's a lot of fun to get out of the benches and get on the field and stand up for the final battle of humanity against the dehumanizing forces of the New World Order. Who's up first, Mark? Breton, Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, enjoy your show. First-time caller. Actually, didn't know I could get you in Kansas City till this weekend, so I'll be a loyal listener from here on out.
Just to listen to me 6 days a week in Kansas City.
Wonderful. Just wanted to make one quick comment. You called Michael Savage perfectly yesterday. You took notice of him calling for Bush's impeachment and gave him 30 days to turn around and start worshiping the man. It took less than 30 hours, my friend. Last night on his show, he pointed out how he called for Bush's impeachment, and then he was saying how he thought he was a wonderful man. He's a good man. He just needs help, and we're trying to save your presidency, Mr. Bush. And it was blatantly sickening. I mean, up until that point, I had listened to Savage, and I'd observed that he was kind of wishy-washy on certain subjects. He'd mention the New World Order at times, but then he'll go right back into Republican-Democrat stuff.
Well, he will claim. I've only listened probably 20 times. He will claim that fighting globalism is a New World Order plan. He'll say you're with the New World Order if you're fighting globalism. Have you heard him say put people in concentration camps?
I have.
Anyway, stay there. We'll talk about it. And I never really talk about other talk show hosts, but you got to. When Limbaugh says there's no new world order, and when Savage has put people in concentration camps, I mean, folks, you got to talk about that.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, John Statenow here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here, back live. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, updated daily for you. Let's go back to Brett in Missouri. I'm finishing up with his comments, then we'll go to Manuel and Barry and Rhonda and others. Go ahead, Brett.
Again, I was focusing on Michael Savage and his spin last night back to basically worshiping George Bush, and I just wanted to commend you again on, called it perfectly. And as for your Limbaughs, he'll totally dismiss anybody who can get past the screeners who mentions any kind of global plan or New World Order. He dismisses it as rubbish. He says there's no proof, and he will nix them as soon as he can.
And this is while presidents and the Pope and prime ministers and UN plans and hundreds of news articles about urban warfare with black helicopters terrorizing people. It doesn't exist, even when it's in USA Today. It doesn't exist. You're crazy if you say it exists.
You're very correct.
What did you think when you'd hear Savage call for anyone that disagrees with the government is aiding terrorists, put them in a forced labor camp?
It's speechless at times. I mean, you think, okay, you listen to him and he'll get on a tirade, and then you think, okay, he's shooting off at the mouth. But if you stop and actually comprehend what he is saying, it makes it very difficult to give any credibility to anything he says. I mean, I'll openly admit I was somewhat gullible to different talk radio shows. I'd listen to certain things and think, oh, okay, well, this guy's legitimate. And then he'd make another comment, and I'm thinking, well, okay, it's a little bit off the wall. And then all of a sudden I'm starting to see the big picture that, okay, he's a closet liberal is what a Savage will call people, and he's a closet something. I don't know what he is.
Well, he's an elitist supporter. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, folks, we're losing our freedoms. America is about freedom. We're becoming the biggest police state in the world with the most draconian controls of any nation. We're becoming communist China. They treat protesters like they do in China now here in America. They hire provocateurs. They beat them up. They run over them. They kill them. This isn't freedom. And they control the fake right wing. They control the fake left wing. And there's no difference. I've told liberals, you should love George Bush. He's following every Clinton policy to a T and getting it ramrodded through. Let's talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, go ahead.
All right, we're having another good discussion here. I got good news, man. When you made a rant one day about your local news host, not being able to get in through the screener and them fading you out, basically censoring us like they all do all over the country, I started listening to my AM band here. Found the local show. And I'm going to tell you my two experiences. This makes me feel very good. In this city, we passed the reaffirmation of the Bill of Rights and Constitution here against the Patriot Act. Well, today there was a discussion with a gentleman named Mike Williams. And he was talking about the Patriot Act 1 and 2, pushing it as if it's something good. Well, the host took a lot of calls, and in those calls was one of mine. And I mentioned the subsections in the Patriot Act, how they strip our citizenship, the new definitions of terrorism. They did not dispute that. The host even said, yes, I have a copy here. The next caller was, this is what you're really going to like, a Vietnam veteran. He said, listen, sir, this is to the general. When I swore my oath to protect this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, I'm going to tell you, sir, and he was talking to the guest, he said, you are a domestic enemy. And the guest had nothing to say to that. Nothing at all. See, and this is what I like hearing. All of the callers were against this. Also, we had another time a couple weeks ago.
You're telling me there was a general
Mike Williams,
the Patriot Act is for all citizens and all crimes, saying it's good.
Check this out. He's General Mike Williams. I got his name. I remembered it.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Defense Science Board. I have no clue what this is. It doesn't
matter
to me.
They're helping set up the Total Information Awareness
Nonsense.
Network.
They want to sound legitimate, Defense Science Board. Well, check this out. A couple weeks before this, we had a Second Amendment discussion. Show comes on at 11. Always run to it. Ever since I heard it, because they don't censor your calls. And I'm going to tell everybody out there quickly, any host, no matter what they talk about, if they do not censor your calls, get in there. Because once you call in there consistently with the fact, it doesn't matter what they're saying, they can't argue with you. So I'm going to tell you this about the Second Amendment. We called in, everybody here was calling in pro-Second Amendment. This was the case. Our local newspapers, two of them, were using a commonly used tactic, and I'm sure you're very aware with this, where they said, oh, this guy has diabetes. He's about 76 years old. And he is a veteran. He was carrying a so-called arsenal of weapons. You want to know the arsenal of weapons? Two handguns. And they kept making a point about a hollow point bullet and how he had potassium iodate and a Kevlar helmet and a water filter. So what? Well, check this out. All of the callers were against it. When I called in and told them, that's a classic propaganda piece for the host, he didn't even disagree. You see,
oh, look, you can call into these shows and make the host change his opinion.
Exactly. That's what I tell people. They don't censor your calls. Call in, people. I'm telling you, no matter what they're saying, If you can get through, call in there with facts consistently, be coherent and cogent, and you'll do a good thing.
Absolutely. That's where the fight for this country is taking place. Thanks. More news and a guest coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Statmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, and many points between. We also simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and back from 9 to midnight Central at 5.085 and 6890. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Rhonda and Barry and Jeff and Elizabeth and Stacy, your calls are all coming up as well. Earlier I read out of the Washington Times, Border Council calls Bush plan slap in the face. The National Border Patrol Council, which represents 9,000, all 9,000 of the Border Patrol non-supervisory agents, has told its members to challenge President Bush's proposed guest worker program, calling it a slap in the face to anyone who has ever tried to enforce the immigration laws of the United States. The agents are told in a letter from Vice President John Brecher that the proposal offered last week during a White House press conference implies that the country really wasn't serious about immigration enforcement in the first place. And Fox says that's not enough. He wants totally open borders. Well, that's what this plan does. Joining us is the president of the National Border Patrol Council, and he's T.J. Bonner. Mr. Bonner, it's good to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
Tell us about the National Border Patrol Council, of course, the website, and what your members are saying, and what this total amnesty package will do.
Well, there's a website that people can visit if they want to express their displeasure with the proposal, and it's noamnesty.com. And basically what this would do is reward people who have broken our laws and encourage other people to come in illegally. And this is not speculation. This happened during the 1986 amnesty, and we will see it happen again, only in much larger numbers.
Now, your organization represents all of the foot soldiers, the rank and file of non-supervisory Border Patrol, and we've gotten calls from Border Patrol agents. We've read their quotes in the papers. They're hopping, man. They're getting killed, putting their lives on the line, and Bush says we're just going to legalize all these people.
Yeah, it's a huge slap in the face to all Border Patrol agents or any other person who has enforced the immigration laws, and more importantly, it's bad public policy for the entire country.
Well, absolutely. What is your organization doing trying to stop this? I mean, when you got the Border Patrol against what Bush is doing, that doesn't bode well for his plans.
Well, we're encouraging our members to speak out, and we're also encouraging the public to speak out, because the only way you can turn bad policy around is by making your voice heard. If enough people tell the president and tell the Congress, this isn't what we want, you're going down the wrong path, perhaps they'll wake up and come to their senses.
Now, I've heard from border folks, listeners, and organizations on the border that since this announcement was made last week, that there are record numbers of illegals now pouring across in Arizona and California.
Well, that's no surprise. It happened back in 86. As soon as they announced it, the volume of traffic increased dramatically. And it really never went back down to the pre-amnesty levels. Back at that time, they were estimating that there were 3 or 4 million people in the country illegally. Since then, the latest census figures show 8 million, and that's 8 million people who stood up and said, yes, I'm here illegally, count me that way.
And I would guess that 90-plus percent of illegals don't come to the door and tell the person that they're illegal.
Precisely. So the real figure is much, much higher than the 8 million that the Census Bureau estimates.
A lot of the think tanks that have done the research say it's 25 to 30 mil.
It's quite possible. And we've got a real problem on our hands in rewarding these people who have broken our laws. Is not only a slap in the face to those who enforce the immigration laws, it's a slap in the face to everyone who has played by the rules and waited patiently in their country waiting to get in here legally.
What feedback are you getting from the Border Patrol that you represent?
We're getting a lot of positive feedback on this effort to educate the public and our opposition to this amnesty.
Well, how can you have people committing federal crimes and then reward them by saying you're all legal now and anybody that ever gets here is legal now? You might as well not even have a Border Patrol.
Exactly. You may as well not have any immigration laws at all. Just open up the borders. But as we all know, that would be a disaster vis-a-vis Homeland Security. Because if it's easy, which it is right now, for an illiterate, impoverished peasant from Mexico to slip across the border, how much easier is it for a well-financed terrorist to do the same?
Well, I know that the police will apprehend large groups of Arabs, and it doesn't even make the local news, and they just release them just like all the other illegals. There's been articles as central states as Virginia and Tennessee where sheriffs are running checkpoints, sobriety, drug, gun checkpoints, and they catch van loads of illegals and smugglers, coyotes, and they call the INS. The INS says release them. It's almost like if you're illegal, you've got more rights than a citizen.
Well, sadly, the strategy that the government is employing is ignoring the entire interior of the country. They've focused almost all of their efforts on the borders, and yet that's a very narrow window. Once you transit the border, then you're going to be staying in the country for years. The efforts need to shift. And the focus needs to be on finding a way to stop people from taking jobs from American citizens.
There was an L.A. Times article on Monday, sir, Mr. Bonner, president of the Border Patrol Council, an organization representing all 9,000 of the Border Patrol non-supervisory agents. There was an article about how the only bust at the interior at a business in the last 3 months was the Walmart bust of 300, and that's it, and that now enforcement, which was going on before at a low level, is now gone. It's almost like that was a PR piece, and then now nothing's being done. This is amazing.
It truly is.
But I hear about college students writing a school paper for their architecture class about a bridge, and they get an FBI raid, but the border's wide open. I mean, how can they sell this to us?
I guess they think they were pretty unsophisticated and stupid. But I don't believe that to be true. I think the average American is a lot more sophisticated and intelligent than the government gives us credit for.
Mr. Bonner, I read an article in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram over a year ago where it said that thousands of Border Patrol had quit because they were tired of having to pick up garbage on the streets and not being able to go after people, but mainly because they get tens of thousands of dollars more starting pay to be an air marshal. How has that affected the Border Patrol?
We took a pretty big hit. At that time, our attrition was up at 20%. That's one out of every five people leaving. It's a little better now, but not nearly good enough. I think we're down at 15-16%, which is still pretty high.
And that's yearly. So I guess if there's 9,000 foot soldiers on the Border Patrol, the article saying 2,000 was accurate then.
Yeah, well, we're hiring. I think this year we'll be hiring in the neighborhood of 2,600 people. And that's to just make up for all the losses. Slight growth, but mainly it's making up for those attrition losses.
You've got less people than a mid-sized city as police.
Oh, absolutely. And we have 6,000 miles of land border to patrol, 4,000 between the U.S. and Canada, 2,000 between the U.S. and Mexico.
I want folks to think about this. If you've got 9,000 border patrol, and I'd say a third of them are off at any one time, for the weekend, and then you've got three shifts a day, what is that, about 2,500 border patrol actually on the border at any one time nationwide?
Yeah, approximately.
That is, I mean, we should have 100,000 border patrol agents. That's the only place we need more law enforcement. I mean, you're the president a union, or?
Yeah, it's a union.
So what's going to happen, Mr. Bonner?
With the amnesty?
Yeah, I mean, we're just not going to have a border patrol. I mean, we already really don't have one.
Well, some of the policies have effectively tied our hands behind our back, and it seems that there are people who make the laws for this country who aren't too serious about stopping people from coming into the country.
Now, the feds admit, the Border Patrol says, over a million illegals cross in Cochise County, Arizona alone, each year, one county. How many agents you got in Cochise County?
I'm not sure. I can tell you not nearly enough.
I mean, what country in the world lets a million people come through in one county? I mean, you don't have a country if you don't have a border.
It's pretty hard to be a sovereign nation when people can just come and go at will.
What will Mexico do if a million of us tried to cross there?
Oh, you know that there'd be this international outcry of how we're invading their country, blah, blah, blah.
Now, I'm sure you know, sir, that Mexico claims the Southwest is theirs and is teaching that in high school and college and grade schools, elementary schools, and I've got both Mexican presidents on tape, the last two, saying that they're going to take this country over.
Well, I think they've already made a pretty good start.
Well, 80-plus percent of Hispanics are against open borders and polls, but Bush claims Hispanics want this. But that's a fraud. They're doing this because corporations want cheap labor.
Sure. Absolutely. It has nothing to do with what the Hispanics want, because Hispanics who have come into the country legally, are very upset about this, because it's slapping them in the face, saying, you were stupid to wait in line for 5 years to come in under our laws,
and then no one would follow the law from that point on.
No, exactly not. You know, why should you? Because you know that, well, you know, down the road they're going to figure, they'll run another amnesty. They'll forgive me.
Now, this amnesty, sir, is different than others because it's not just, okay, for 3 months you all get amnesty, line up at the offices of the INS. Now they're saying it's in perpetuity.
Well, sure, if you're here and you have a job, and when you walk across the border, you show up at some ranch and say, hey, hire me, and they hire you, you say, okay, I have a job.
Well, you obviously lobby. What is your advice for my listeners, and there's millions of them, what is your advice for my listeners to do to stop this?
My advice is that the most effective way of communicating with your member of Congress is to write out a letter, a handwritten letter. The next most effective way is to send an email. I know that that's somewhat counterintuitive because a lot of people think, well, if you pick up the phone, you're going to get some staffer who's 22 years old, and they're just going to check some block that says, he opposes it, or he supports this. You're not going to get to someone who is going to really put down your feelings in words. So the best bet is to have some form of communication, whether it's a postcard, a letter, or an email, them know how upset you are.
I have found the best, other than that, the best tactic is when your congressman or woman is coming to meet and greet in their district, which they do all the time, folks. It's in the newspaper.
Oh, absolutely. If you can get in front of their face and stand up and say, this is bad public policy, what's your position on this? I hope you're not supporting this travesty. That's absolutely the best way to do it, but those opportunities don't always present themselves.
Okay, I've got loaded phone lines, and a lot of them were holding before you joined us. I'm going to ask my folks running the show. We don't screen calls, but I want to find out who wants to talk to you so we can go to them. So we're talking about a bunch of different issues. Mark, find me some of these callers that want to talk to Mr. Bonner, and we'll go to the others after he's gone, and because I want to go to these calls. I should have told you that at the break. I'm sorry. Give us the website again, Mr. Bonner, please.
It's pretty simple. It's noamnesty.com. All one word, noamnesty.com.
Mr. Bonner, I've never seen my listeners as angry about any issue, even gun control, as they are about this. I guess people instinctively know this is the end of our sovereignty if they allow this to happen.
And they're absolutely correct.
What feeling are you getting, the sense of the Congress? Are they going to go along with Bush on this?
He's getting a lot of opposition from his traditional supporters. The conservatives are not happy with this, and then of course the liberal Democrats are not happy because it doesn't do enough. So perhaps between the two of those we can have a coalition to sink this bad idea.
Alright, Mark, who should we go to first here? Alright, Barry in Arizona, you're on the air, go ahead.
Alex, hi, it's good to talk to you again. I'm listening to this conversation and I have in my hand an article from the Arizona Republic today about how Oregon Pipe, one of our parks here in our state is being endangered and trampled and ruined because of border crossers, okay? But the interesting thing is that Oregon Pipe is part of a UN biosphere that was one of the great gifts that Clinton gave us, okay? So what I'm not hearing in this conversation are issues of jurisdiction, and I want to address that, okay?
Because yeah, that's a good question. Why can't the sheriffs, because you can do this for a forest fire or a axe murderer that's loose, why aren't the sheriffs calling up citizens, veterans, a quick week-long training course to go out and help arrest these people and to aid the Border Patrol? Why can't that happen?
I can answer you that. Okay, the reason why is because in the Constitution, only the president is empowered to do that in his original jurisdiction capacity. But Bush is not seated in his original jurisdiction capacity. Nobody in our legislatures or in Congress are. Because we're again, like I spoke to yesterday.
Okay, let me get a comment from our guest on this. I want to hear what he thinks about. And yes, the sheriffs and the state governors can do whatever they want. They don't need the president to do it. You're incorrect, sir. Go ahead.
Actually, they have a law in the books that passed a few years ago that empowered these state and local jurisdictions to assist us if they go through some training. But very few have stepped forward and said they want to do that. Most of them say, we'd lose the trust of the Hispanic community if we were out there arresting illegals.
And again, that that's not true, the majority of Hispanics are with the rest of America. They know this is killing the country.
Yeah, but, you know, that's their excuse for not stepping up to the plate and helping out.
Yeah, Barry, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you you're wrong, but we don't need the president to tell the governor what he can do.
Oh, I agree with you, Alex. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying what the Constitution says, and I don't know what the state statutes say about that. But let me tell you something. If that, under the law now, which is a color of law, okay, if organ pipe, for example, is under UN control and jurisdiction, how is a sheriff going to even be motivated to order his people?
The sheriff is waiting at the county line of that national park to arrest those illegals, and they levy taxes to pay for it. That's something you're supposed to pay taxes for.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for the call. We're going to come back with our guest in the final segment of this hour and talk to Roger and Elizabeth for our guest. Then I'll start the next hour and get to Rhonda and Jeff and others, and Steve and others, Stacy and others. Stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Folks, we're back live, and Mr. Bonner's agreed to stay with us 10, 15 minutes into the next hour so we can get to all the callers that want to talk to him. I was just talking to Mr. Bonner during the break, and he talked about how Bush is giving away the whole country and how there's this alliance of left and right and against it, and we'll talk about that in just a second and go back to your calls. Before we do that, my friends, I've made 10 documentary films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. The newest film is Matrix of Evil Exposed with Congressman Ron Paul. exposing how a bunch of globalists run Washington, who the neocons are, Frank Morales on the police state, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. There's video of us throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin. By the way, Dallas is voting to throw out the Patriot Act now. So are a bunch of other cities. They're really panicking. The film gets into all that and a lot of solutions. So get Matrix of Evil. Get Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the films, the books, the T-shirts. That purchase also makes this show possible. Or call toll-free to get the films or the books. 1-888-253-3139. This is such a big part of the solution, waking people up to this whole police state that's for citizens but not for illegals. So again, the toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. Order three or more of any of the 10 videos, they drop down to $20. You can write to me here in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones, and the address is 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, our guest is the president of the big union for all Border Patrol agents who are in a non-supervisory capacity, all 9,000 of them. He's T.J. Bonner, and the website is No Amnesty. Is it .com or .org, sir?
.com.
We've got a link to that on InfoWars.com. This is a side issue, but I found it really illustrates things for people. I'm sure you're aware that foreigners who come here legally get 7 to 10 years of tax exemption, but most folks aren't aware of that. Why do you think, as the head of this major lobby and union, why do you think the government discriminates against citizens in so many ways?
Boy, you're asking me to crawl inside the head of someone that I don't care to do. I really don't know why they come up with these policies that disfavor the people that they're constitutionally bound to protect.
Do you think we can defeat this legislation?
I think we have to. I don't think it's a question of just giving it our best effort. I think we absolutely have to defeat this legislation.
Yeah,
if we want to remain as a sovereign nation, we have to.
I mean, we're not going to have a country if we do this.
That's precisely my point. You know, if you allow anyone to come in here, then soon we will just become yet another third world nation.
Mr. Bonner, they're also on record in this legislation saying that they're going to allow companies to bring illegals in legally from anywhere in the world now.
Right. And the scary thing is the devil's always in the details on these things, but it could be engineered in such a way that they say that if you can't find somebody to work at minimum wage, an American citizen, then you can bring in someone else.
Well, that's what
they say. Well, you take a skilled trade, you're not going to find someone in the U.S. who's willing to lay bricks at minimum wage, but yes, you would find someone from Mexico willing to do that.
And
so all of our jobs could be taken over by foreigners.
What this does is drive down the wages where a meat packer got $15 an hour, now they get $8. Where a truck driver got, $60,000-$70,000 a year, now they're going to get $20.
Right.
I mean, this is destroying us.
It is.
And I hear these idiots saying it's a good thing. Stay there, Mr. Bonner. We're going to break, start the second hour. We're going to go straight to Roger and Elizabeth and others that are patiently holding. Stay with us, folks. Second hour. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions.
The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll.